This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
The Rite of Spring, one of the works that changed the world, one of the most revolutionary pieces ever written. A piece that Stravinsky, even himself, couldn't believe he'd written. He said it started off with a dream. He dreamt of a girl dancing herself to death. And he then said that he felt somehow that the Rite of Spring had come from outside him. He used to say, "I'm the vessel through which Le Sacre passed."
That's Sir Simon Rattle talking about The Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky, the piece that many say launched 20th century music. Rattle has just released a new recording of this work with the Berlin Philharmonic, and that recording also includes two lesser-known works by this Russian composer, his 1928 ballet Apollon and the Symphonies of Wind Instruments. The Rite of Spring was the third ballet score composed by Stravinsky for the legendary impresario Sergei Diaghilev. It was choreographed by Vaclav Nischinsky, who also danced in the performance. Simon Rattle talks about that memorable premiere, which took place 100 years ago on May 29th.
The first performance in May 1913 was a famous riot. People who were there remember that the very beginning of the piece, with its high bassoon making the sound of the earth cracking, that was heard with some kind of respectful silence. But the minute the famous dissonant, violent stamping chords began, people began to object louder and louder. And it was very clear that, as Stravinsky said, no one could hear the music at all. He could hear Nijinsky behind the stage screaming out numbers so that the dancers didn't get lost. There was still a great success. This is what people forget, is the people who loved it. And there was like a class war going on between the rich in the stalls and the poor in the balcony. The balconies gave it an enormous ovation. And apparently, by the second performance, the riot had stopped, and people were realizing that there was one of the great masterpieces in front of them.
That great masterpiece was also filled with elements of Russian folk songs that Stravinsky knew from his childhood.
And he had remembered the village musicians for where he had grown up and lived. And he took these things and he deconstructed them. He tore them up rather like a cubist painting. But there is absolutely no doubt that nothing like this had ever been heard before.
Even Stravinsky was somewhat astonished by his ideas. He found himself scratching his head trying to figure out how to notate the rhythmic complexity of the final dance.
In fact, there's wonderful photographs of his manuscript without any bar lines, just with all the chords and the rhythms before he could work out where someone should put the beat. A 100 years since its first performance, the piece still thrills, the piece still shocks.
The ballet has been revived and re-choreographed from time to time since the premiere 100 years ago. In the past several decades, however, The Rite of Spring has really belonged to the orchestra, especially since Stravinsky revised the orchestration in 1947. It's that revised version of this thrilling work that's heard on this new release with Simon Rattle and the Berlin Philharmonic. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.